The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
And right now we're going to turn to the phones and welcome Mickey. Mickey, your husband's depressed?
Oh, my boyfriend. I've been with him for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
He's got a real severe case of depression, and I was just wondering where I would go to start looking for help. I don't know where to start.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a few questions first. How old is he?
28.
He's 28 years old. What does he do for a living?
Drives a tow truck.
A tow truck. Mm-hmm. And on a scale of 0 to 10, I know you can't answer for him, but just guessing, 10 being the best, how do you think he feels about driving a tow truck for a living?
A 10.
He's a 10. He loves it.
Yeah.
Oh, he loves his job. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then what if... When someone tells me a person is depressed, the first thing I would check is the medical. Has he had his thyroid checked?
No.
Oh, he's got to get to a doctor, because sometimes I've seen people who are very depressed and they go from therapist to therapist. They try different therapy medications, and it just is hypothyroidism. They just have...
Maybe my question would be, like, do you know, like, a hotline or something where I could find a doctor for him?
Where do you live?
In Pompano Beach, Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, you're going to have a medical society, but better yet, do you have insurance?
No, not, well, he will, with his job, it will be a couple of months, but it's to the point where he needs it now.
Yeah, I would actually call your medical society. You can look in the phone book in Pompano, or you can Google it, and call tomorrow and try to see if they have any... sliding scale doctors that he could go to, or sometimes teaching hospitals will take on clients, patients for a much reduced fee. But
okay.
Let me ask you a few more questions with the So that's what you can do in terms of taking action.
Okay.
And you may be able to, you can also call, that would be for the medical to rule out thyroid problems if he hasn't seen, you've got to rule out not just thyroid, but anything that mimics depression that happens to be a biological cause.
Okay.
Once a medical doctor says, listen, we've run all the tests on you, you've got a clean bill of health, you've got it's psychological.
Right.
Well, if it's psychological, then you would go to a therapist, and I would recommend seeing a cognitive therapist. This is a website, Academy of CT, for cognitive therapy.
So what would the website be?
Academy of CT.
Academy.
Of CT.org. And you, right, you can go to my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com, and get more information on depression and the rest, and get books that I recommend. But the big question, if he came into my office, I would ask him,
hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance. A serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
But the big question, if he came into my office, I would ask him, what is the biggest loss in your life right now? What do you
think? His kids.
His kids. Tell me about that.
His mother had him taken away by DHS.
Okay. Why?
So he's fighting because drugs. Drugs.
Okay. You're whispering them. What? He was doing drugs.
They were both. They were living with her, and she got him taken away, and he's been trying to fight to get him back.
When you say they were
the depression,
mom and dad were both doing. Your boyfriend was doing drugs,
right?
Okay.
They separated, but she got the kids taken away, and he's been fighting this battle for 2 years trying to get them back. And
how old are the kids?
They are 3 and 2 and 3.
2 and 3 years old. Okay,
so he's been fighting it for 2 years, and it's just gotten to the point where he's in such a deep depression that he doesn't want to do anything. All he wants to do is sleep. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He just wants to stay at home.
Okay, a cognitive therapist. See, when you say depressed, this sounds like a clear therapy case, but still I would go to a medical doctor. I always like to have that ruled out, that there's some other cause. But if he is throwing in the towel with a value as high as his kids and just giving up, that could cause a pretty significant depression. Right. You're staying with him because you love him, or what's it like for you?
I've known him for 7 years. We've been together for a year and a half.
Yeah. No drugs now? No drugs now?
No. No, everything's gotten a lot better since, for the last year and a half. But he's still, the depression's just, I guess I can see it because I've been there. Because, I don't know, I've been in a situation, not with the kids dealing, but I've been where he is, and I don't know how to help him because when he wakes up in the morning, he doesn't want to be alive.
He's suicidal.
He's not actively
passive.
Right.
So here's what.
Right.
There's a book on my website, Choosing to Live, which both of you can read.
Uh-huh.
When you feel like you've got such a significant loss that you can't go on, what I help clients do is recognize that, yes, it's very bad, and yes, in this case, he has some guilt. He did lose the children because he was using drugs, right?
Right. Well,
and who's got it?
It was the main reason, but because she had custody of them, and they came and took them from her.
So who has the children right now?
The state.
The state has the children, and he feels really guilty about that.
Well, what it is, they tell him that they need this class and they need this, but they got him on a waiting list for this, and then when he goes back,
but he can read. There are parenting books on my website that he can read, and though if he brings that information back, if he applies it, if he's real eager to earn those kids back, he needs to see a clear path to doing so. He should get the cognitive therapy too. But there are. Let me give you just. I mentioned a few different resources. Choosing to Live, I think, if he's suicidal. Also, Mind Over Mood. Go to my website. We don't have time to write everything down, but go to my website and you'll see some very good books. My website's drkenner.com.
I actually have it up on the computer.
Oh,
right.
Wonderful.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
And right before the break, we were talking with Penny, who had a 7-year-old child, and I talked about the skill of reframing. She was looking at her 7-year-old son as if he wanted to control the world. He's an only child. He wants to rule the roost. And as a parent, if you have that mental mindset, that framework in your mind, then you look at your kid as the enemy. No little 7-year-old is going to tell me what to do. And I recommended that she look at him more as a scientist, that he preferred, instead of doing what mom and dad wanted to do, to pick strawberries, he wanted to study frogs. And that's like a wonderful value for a kid at the age of 7. He's motivated by values. So how do you make a child want to pick strawberries? Well, you can invite them to maybe look for frogs in the strawberry field. You motivate by values. Also, if you've got an only child, you need to get breaks for yourself. You need to get regular sitting and get out with your hubby and get out, or your wife if that's the case, and also just to get out alone sometimes, that you need that for your own sanity. You need it if you have more than one kid too, but especially if you've got an only child. It's important for the child to know that there's mommy time and daddy time, and then there's family time, this time with mommy, time with daddy, but mommy and daddy also have to have some time alone, and you need to help your child get in the habit of realizing that.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com, and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologists Dr. Kenner and Locke.
One factor that undermines sexual arousal and enjoyment is to focus solely on your partner's pleasure. A self-sacrificial approach to sex does exactly that. It sacrifices your own pleasure. The compulsion to please, to perform, or to serve, not to disappoint, can be a severe source of disruptive emotion. What is the antidote? Since romance is in the best interest of both, make sure you both experience pleasure. To get pleasure, be conscious at some point of nothing but the pure pleasure you are getting. To make sure both partners get what they want, take turns if necessary so each of you experiences pleasure. Focus on enjoying yourself when you are with your partner.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.